Newmarket Aurora Liberal candidate and incumbent MP Tony Van Bynen earned another narrow margin of victory over the local Conservative candidate last night. With 181 of 182 polls reporting, Van Bynen is up by 2,439 votes over Conservative Harold Kim, though mail-in ballots and final results remain to be declared by Elections Canada. Meanwhile, the riding also saw an increase in support for the People's Party of Canada. Here is a summary of Newmarket Aurora preliminary election results. Liberal Tony Van Bynen, 22,283, 43.3%. Conservative Harold Kim, 19,843, 38.5%. NDP Yvonne Kelly, 5,936, 11.5%. PPC Andre Gagnon, 2,216, 4.3%. Green Tim Fleming, 956, 1.9%. Independent Dorian Baxter, 246, 0.5%. Voting turnout, 56%, which does not include electors who registered on election day. 2019 results comparison. The margin of victory is comparable to previous elections. Tony Van Bynen defeated Conservative Lois Brown by 2,878 votes in 2019. Former Liberal MP Kyle Peterson won by a slimmer margin, 1,451 over Lois Brown in 2015. However, there are some changes compared to 2019. Yvonne Kelly garnered fewer votes compared to 2019, 6,576, though more of a vote share, 10.5% in 2019. But Green Party support collapsed. Green candidate Walter Bauer garnered 5.8% of the Newmarket Aurora vote in 2019. The People's Party of Canada had a better showing compared to the 588 votes it garnered in 2019, which only represented 1%. Dorian Baxter, this time running as an independent, garnered fewer votes, having earned 901 in 2019 for a 1% vote share. Neighboring riding results. The Liberals carried the Aurora Oak Ridges Richmond Hill riding, with Leah Taylor-Roy, sister of Newmarket Mayor John Taylor, defeating incumbent Conservative Leona Alsalev by 1,084 votes before mail-in ballots are counted. In Markham-Stouffville to the east, the Liberals also won, with incumbent Helena Jazik defeating Conservative Ben Smith by 8,295 votes. But ridings went blue to the north and west. In King Vaughan, Conservative Anna Roberts unseated the Liberal incumbent Deb Schulte by 1,372 votes. Meanwhile, in York Simcoe, Conservative incumbent Scott Davidson held onto his seat with a 10,032-vote win over Liberal Daniela Johnson.